Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Dattani Talks Daf, this year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Gemara Tanis 6, 6b. Rav Zvitzin, it is relevant in connection with olives, talking about the date of the second rainfall, as we learned in a Mishnah in Peah. When is everyone, even the wealthy, allowed to collect leket shechecha and Peah? After the rummagers have gone through the field. Rummagers, the notes point out, is from the root mashash, field. This term refers to a certain group of poor people defined in the Gemara later on, who search through the field in a particularly thorough fashion. Once they have worked through the field, the other poor people give up hope of finding anything, as Rashi points out. So once these rummagers have gone through the field, then they can... other people can go. One of the wealthy allowed to take the payrot and the ole los. After the poor have gone through the vineyard, returned and gone through it again. The notes point out that then the poor despair of finding anything more, as Rashi points out. And when are the wealthy allowed to collect the shechecha and pay of olives? The notes point out. Shechecha and pay are the only two gifts allotted to the poor from the produce of trees. Shechecha is whatever is forgotten by the farmer, and pay is the corn that's supposed to be left for the poor of the field. So one of the wealthy allowed to get the shechecha and pay of the olives after the second rainfall. After that time, it is presumed that everything has already been collected, as Rashi points out. And then the Gemara says, what is meant by the rummagers? Rav Yochanan said, elderly people who walk with the cane. Rish Lakish said, those who glean after the gleaners. So those who walk slowly examine the ground more carefully than others, Rashi points out. Or Rashi says, a father and son who work together as a team. Father goes first, the son follows to pick up whatever the father leaves behind. Once they have passed through the field, no one else bothers to glean. The point being... the people in society, especially the wealthy or those out there, they cannot glean, they cannot go through the field until the poor people have taken care of first. Those in society that need to be helped, those are the ones that have to be helped first. And society, secular society, has picked up on this in recent history, but the Torah, Judaic way of life, the Jewish way of thinking about things, was always to take care of those who couldn't take care of themselves, the poor, the orphans, the widows. The proselytes, the gerim, those are people Hashem always tells us and keys us in to take care of, because those are people who are not always able to take care of themselves. We have to make sure, as Hanukkah comes upon us in a couple of weeks, to think about those out there who might need some help. You know, a lot of secular society has the coat drive, but already Yad Leah came to our town already weeks ago, after the holidays of the fall, to make sure that everyone has their coats and their clothing for especially the winter cold season. But those people, there are some people who might not have toys or games or gifts, even though some families might not give every night. We're trying to actually cut down this year and switch to activities instead of games. But, Blineder, but it's good to think of, and it's important to think of who should be on your mind first. Before you buy 1,000 things for your family or for those literally around you, think about how we can help others, how we can help those around us. I know the shul, the local shul in our town, has a toy donation drop-off. A lot of times, Chai Lifeline and other organizations try to make sure to give to kids that are needy that can't have. But as the Gemara teaches us, who should be first? Who should be allowed to go first, especially with lechet, like a shechecha and pay in the fields, in the homes and through the holidays, especially Hanukkah, which is my favorite of the whole year? How do we keep in mind everyone around us and make sure they are taken care of first before we go on to get things for ourselves? So keep in mind, keep them in your hearts, keep them in your ability to give generously, whether toys or money or time or resources or the like, and then everyone hopefully will have a wonderful, wonderful time as well. Join us next time as we talk Tanis 7 here on the TTD.